This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Seven House Democrats now say publicly that President Biden should drop out of the race for the White House. Concerns growing over whether he can win in November. This as the president hosts the NATO summit in Washington, trying to show his strength on the world stage. He announced another major air defense package for Ukraine, whose president is also at the summit. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Zelensky arrived here pleading for more air defenses against Russian attacks, and President Biden announced to great fanfare they're on the way.
Dozens of additional tactical air defense systems.
Amid a U.S. campaign suddenly in upheaval, with questions about Biden's ability to keep leading NATO's key member and Donald Trump's alliance skepticism, NATO Chief Jens Stoltenberg urged the West to keep sending weapons to Ukraine.
The outcome of this war will shape global security for decades to come.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
A lot of people in the Houston area are still wrestling with that searing heat after Hurricane Beryl knocked out their power. The AP's Jennifer King with the latest on this.
Many residents are still struggling with power outages following damage by Hurricane Beryl. Early this morning, PowerOutage.com had the statewide figure of around 1,700,000. Raquel DeSimone says the outages seem like a regular occurrence.
I mean, it is what it is. At least the community center's here so I can bring my dog to get some cool air.
Some families were dealing with both power outages and hurricane damage. I'm Jennifer King.
A jury has been seated in Alec Baldwin's involuntary manslaughter trial in New Mexico, and opening statements will begin today. Two giant pandas sent from China to the San Diego Zoo last month are getting used to their new home. You can't visit them just yet. This is AP News. Now to what DoorDash is doing after some complaints about drivers.
DoorDash is stepping up efforts to ensure its drivers don't break traffic laws. DoorDash has received complaints about drivers. Officials in Boston are reporting an increase in motorcycle, moped, and motorized scooter drivers running red lights, traveling the wrong way down a one-way street, speeding, and driving on sidewalks. DoorDash is partnering with the city of Boston to make it faster and easier to process requests for drivers' records. Drivers could be removed if police report they have broken the law. DoorDash is considering expanding the program to other cities. The company wouldn't say how many drivers it typically removes from its platform each year for breaking traffic laws. I'm Ed Donahue.
A company has installed vending machines that sell ammunition in grocery stores in Alabama, Oklahoma, and Texas. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Hi there, my name's Andy.
And my name's Anna.
And we are two of the four hosts of the podcast No Such Thing as a Fish. We present every week the most amazing, wonderful, insane, hilarious, bizarre facts you've ever heard.
Facts like, did you know America has a national grocery bag packing competition?
Did you know, Anna, the company Volkswagen sells more sausages than it does cars?
Yes, we've got those two facts and about a billion more in our podcast archives for you to listen to. We chat about them, we laugh about them, we make the occasional terrible pun.
It's great fun. It's called No Such Thing as a Fish. Why don't you listen now?